Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn Podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today, on this Halloween night, we're taking a different kind of journey. One that isn't about ghosts or monsters or the things that go bump in the night, but about the truth those stories whisper to us. Halloween isn't just costumes and candy. It's the moment when the veil between worlds feels a little thinner. Not just between the living and the dead, but between who we pretend to be and who we really are. It's the time when our shadows, our fears, and our deepest truth rise up, asking to be seen. So tonight, let's step through that veil together. Let's look at what all this darkness is really trying to teach us. About letting go, about transformation, and about coming home to ourselves. There's something sacred about this time of year. The shorter days, the air chills, nature itself begins to turn inward. Trees shed their leaves, animals prepare for rest, the world gets quieter. Halloween sits in that quiet turning point. It's when we honor what's past and what's changing, but also when we come face to face with what we usually hide. Earlier this month, we talked about energy vampires, the people and situations that drain your spirit. Halloween reminds us that it's not just others who can drain us. Sometimes it's our own habits, our own avoidance, our own unhealed pieces. Facing those shadows isn't easy. But Halloween is the universe's gentle nudge saying, it's okay to look. It's okay to see what you've buried. It's okay to release. Then we explored the masks we wear, the roles we play to fit in, to protect ourselves, to survive. Halloween gives us permission to wear masks on purpose, to try on different versions of ourselves without judgment. But underneath all of that, the costumes, the laughter, the pretending, there is this beautiful irony. On the day we dress up the most, we often come the closest to being our real, authentic selves. Maybe that's what the spirit of Halloween really is. Not about becoming something else, but about giving ourselves space to drop the act, to face our truth, and to reconnect with the parts of us we've kept hidden. When we stop fearing the mask and start asking why we needed it to begin with, that's when the healing begins. And of course, we can't talk about Halloween without talking about ghosts. Not just the kind in haunted houses, but the ones that live inside us. The memories that linger. The mistakes that haunt. The people we've lost. Or the versions of ourselves that no longer exist. Halloween, at its core, is about honoring those spirits. It's a night of remembrance, a whisper to say, I see you, I thank you, I release you. Because those ghosts aren't here to scare us. They're here to remind us of what we survived, what we've learned, and what we're still carrying that no longer needs to come with us. Sometimes the kindest thing we can do for our past is to let it rest in peace. So why do we celebrate fear? Why do we invite the darkness in? Through stories, through costumes, through rituals that flirt with the unknown. I think it's because deep down, our souls crave transformation. Because fear, when faced, turns into freedom. Halloween is a symbolic death and rebirth. We let old energies die so that new ones can take root. We acknowledge the cycle that everything must change, that endings are not to be feared, but embraced. In the quiet after the fright, we find truth. There is no light without shadow, no courage without vulnerability, no growth without release. This October, we've talked about protection, authenticity, remembrance, and now release. So when you put those lessons together, what do they form? A simple but powerful truth. To live fully, we must face what we fear, love what we've hidden, and release what no longer serves our spirit. Halloween gives us that opportunity once a year, but imagine if we carried that courage every day. Imagine if we honored our energy, removed our masks, made peace with our ghosts, and welcomed transformation as naturally as the seasons do. That's the deeper invitation of this night. So tonight, as the trick-or-treaters fade and the world quiets, take a moment to stand under the autumn sky. Breathe in the stillness. Feel the energy of the year closing its cycle. And ask yourself, what have I outgrown? What mask am I ready to lay down? What old ghosts can I finally thank and then let go? And then whisper to the night, I release, I forgive, I return to myself. Let that peace settle in your chest, because that, more than anything else, is the true magic of Halloween. Thank you for walking through the shadows with me this month. Thank you for being brave enough to look within. Halloween may mark the end of the season, but it also marks the beginning of your next becoming. Until next time, take care of your energy, honor your truth, and remember, even in the darkest night, your light never goes out. I'm Ben De Leon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. Happy Halloween, and may peace follow you into the night. Take care.